I am bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home that I love so well.
A theater company which takes audiences around the world annually during the holidays is bringing the sounds of Ireland to the South Coast this weekend. Santa Barbara Revels is a unique theater group which mixes professional and community talent.
We're one of 9 national Revels companies, and all of us struggle to come up with an elevator speech that's concise and complete enough to explain what Revels is. And it's a challenge because we're theatrical, but we're also traditional. We include music, dance, storytelling.
Susan Keller is artistic director of the Revels Group. She describes this year's show, which is called The Christmas Revels, an Irish celebration of the winter solstice.
We have a fully scripted dramatic production. This year, it's highlighting the Irish immigrants who came across on an actual steamship called the SS Furnessia from Londonderry in December of 1907. And this is their story.
So pretty well.
Erin McKibben is the show's music director and is also one of its performers.
It's an Irish-themed celebration of the winter solstice, so we have beautiful Irish tunes and some Irish set dances and jigs and reels. We have instrumental music, we have these beautiful choral numbers, like the tune to Danny Boy, but our lyrics are Londonderry air. We have some great soloists singing a patter song called The Rocky Road to Dublin. It's like all the Irish hits, it's great music.
What does McKibben hope that audiences get from the show?
As music director, I hope they thought the music was beautiful and very well performed, and that it transported them to a different time, and it gets them into a nice Christmas spirit, and they leave just smiling, having had a really fun, enjoyable experience.
Joshua Jenkins is one of the lead performers in the production, which includes Saturday and Sunday performances this weekend at Santa Barbara's Lobero Theater.
It's non-traditional in how it's built, but it's cool because it also plays with some traditional music styles and storytelling styles as well. The structure of it, it's almost like pantomime. It's almost a vehicle for the music. It's a little hard to explain, but it's fun. You have to kind of experience it to really get it.
The theater company Susan Keller says Santa Barbara Revels has a unique role in the community.
We have a wonderful professional company with the ensemble, and we have great performances at City College and at UCSB. But in terms of a large theatrical production, the sort of the position that the Civic Light Opera used to take before it unfortunately folded, there's really no place for talented local professionals and volunteers to have a theatrical experience. And that's what I love about Revels. We combine professional actors and musicians. For many of these people, it's their first chance or their only chance to be on stage in a fully produced theatrical production.
Keller says the Irish-themed production is the latest in the company's globe-trotting holiday shows.
We like to visit a different country, a different century every year. So we have been everywhere from medieval England to Bavaria to Victorian England to Appalachian America to the treasures of Spain, which was the crossroads in southern Spain of the Moorish, Sephardic, and Spanish cultures, to this year, Irish. And so we really try to travel the world and sample the very best of the seasonal holiday traditions.
For to seek a new home, or the raging foam on the shores of
The Christmas Revels, an Irish celebration of the winter solstice, includes 2:30 and 7:30 p.m. Saturday shows and a 2:30 Sunday performance at the Lobero Theater. In Santa Barbara, Lance Sorosco, KCLU News.